I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and for you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful huh? Oh, it started already. Oh, well, okay. Anyway, it's just been one of those days, you never know. My computer crashed, I was waiting for it to come back on again. And it's 1:40 in the morning. Lots of stuff's going on. But this is some sort of boomer vision. I thought I was going to download some new songs for bumper music, and then my computer crashed. Yeah, lots of viruses coming down. It's tough. So, anywho, welcome to National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, rbnrepublicbroadcasting.org. It's the impromptu ukulele song of free speech. So go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on the donate button, send badly needed fundage to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Phone it into 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. Operators are standing by. All right, let's see if we can get the volume correct. I'm going back to the well. And where did I leave off with this book? I know I left off somewhere. I'm in a chapter somewhere. Go down, scroll down. You see, when my computer crashes, like, I've always got all this stuff going on at the same time. This is through here, so that must be where I left off. Got all this stuff going on at the same time. And, all right, well, okay, so we're going to go back. Well, that didn't work right. Okay, so I just want to keep an eye on the recording. Let's see, how do I do that? I think I'll do it this way. An eye on the recording this way. And then I'll read my book this way. And, you know, my laptop, I'm using a laptop, and it's got such a small screen. Everything. You would be astounded at my setup here. Okay. So, I think this is where I left off last time. So I'm in a chapter. What am I talking about in this chapter? Okay, so I was on black crime. Okay. I guess black crime's pretty long. It's a pretty long section of the book. Black crime. I don't know. It seems long. Maybe that's just because my screen is small. Keep going. Black identity, anti-white black agenda, white Cubans, Scottish name, Asians. All right. So I'm just going to... I guess I did the last one of this, Riding the Zombie Corpse episodes, was a week ago. So I'm going to repeat the last... this is what I do, like, with my shows... when I go into commercial break, as I come out of the commercial break and I repeat the last 10 or 15 seconds beforehand. Now, of course, thinking back a week to what I was talking about, if you even listened, I'm going to read the last paragraph and then I'll hit the next paragraph. This is on page, what page are we on? 16, on my draft file. So here we go. Asians also provide an interesting case. They tend to be high-achieving as students and high-income as workers, often surpassing whites in both categories. Oh, I want to do something here. I got to see one other thing about this. Okay, I guess this is fine. Okay, that's probably pretty good. All right, so both categories. Economically, their interests are more aligned with whites as taxpayers rather than blacks as welfare recipients. They have not been punished by affirmative action to the extent non-Jewish whites have, but they tend to be more aware of it and more willing to speak out against it. Furthermore, they are victimized by black and other minority crime, often because they are seen as softer and more more valuable targets because of their propensity to carry cash and valuables. They are often smart enough to see through the media portrayal of this crime as being white supremacist. Okay, that's as far as I got. So I'm going to keep going. So we get rid of the through here warning. And all right. And yet, there is still an allure of anti-white solidarity. Indian Americans seem to be the most politically outgoing of the Asian communities. Some of them, like U.S. Representative Pramila Jayapal, have gone full throttle anti-white. By the way, and I'm not saying I agree with Richard Nixon, but Richard Nixon, and I think it was after a meeting with Indira Gandhi, said that Indian women are the ugliest women on earth. I think it's just kind of mean, frankly, but he did say that. And so you know, Indira Gandhi compared to Pramila Jayapal, look up U.S. Representative Pramila Jayapal, okay? And the ghost of Richard Nixon's going to be saying, "I told you so." All right. Others like Nikki Haley. I mean, Nikki Haley's not exactly a barf bag, but she's not so great either. Others like Nikki Haley portray themselves as Republicans, but have led the party into the true party of Martin Luther King paradigm. That true party of Martin Luther King is in quotation marks. The East Asians, that's the Orientals, in particular, combine high academic achievement with a tendency, perhaps genetic, towards social conformity. While older immigrants may be basically conservative and suspicious of blacks, the younger generation that is educated at elite universities, particularly the younger women, may learn all the wrong lessons and conform to the Jewish norms that dominate these institutions. This can produce the likes of Sarah Jeong, a New York Times columnist who was born in South Korea but raised in America, who makes hateful statements towards whites that absolutely would never be tolerated if aimed at any other group. Okay, yeah, I added that recently, that paragraph about the East Asian women. Conformist because they're Asian, conformist because they're women, and high performing or whatever, and so they're going to be indoctrinated. Yeah, like the mayor of Boston is a lady like that. Bobby Kennedy Jr. selected this woman. She's got an Irish name, Sheenahan, but she's half Chinese. And she looks, honestly, I mean, if any of you have any kids or grandchildren, she looks like Miranda Cosgrove, who played iCarly on the iCarly, or played Carly on the TV show iCarly. She looks like that. And you might want to check out, according to the Daily Stormer, which is the most trusted name in news, experts say people want to... Oh, maybe I shouldn't say that. Okay. But you can look up what experts say about Bobby Kennedy's running mate on the Daily Stormer, which is the most trusted name in news. But anyway, she's like 38 years old, and she has a law degree, but her only real accomplishment is having married Sergey Brin and then divorced him and taking a big hunk of his money, and he had a lot of money, taking a big hunk of his money with her, which now she has, I guess the deal, I mean, obviously the deal, is that she is going to bankroll a big hunk of Bobby Kennedy's campaign in exchange for being his 38-year-old running mate. And experts say people want to... Oh, wait a minute. I've got to keep it classy. But that's what the experts say, okay? So, oh, gosh, you're missing a lot if you don't look at the Daily Stormer. All right, as the Biden-Harris administration moves into ever more unvarnished anti-white racist territory, Asians will have to pick a side. And at this point, I think it is an open question. Yeah, it'll be open. It'll be interesting to see what what's her name, Carly Sheehan says. Stephen Colbert, and honestly, I kind of rip off Stephen Colbert. He used to do the Colbert Report, and I do rip off some of his gags and his style. But he used to say sometimes, pick a side, we're at war. And I think that's what the Asians got to do. But, you know, are you gonna side with the Jews in their anti-white agenda, or are you going to side with the whites? And anyway, we'll see. Anti-white propaganda, that's the next header. Another important feature of America today is the ubiquitous subliminal and not so subliminal propaganda from the advertising industry. Everywhere you look, whether it is television commercials or the increasingly dominant online ads, blacks are everywhere and whites are represented at far below their share of the population or the target consumer for their product. It is as if every commercial message comes in tandem with a second message aimed at whites saying, this is not your country. Also, portrayals of white women with black men are extremely common. Oh my God, are they? Even when portraying generations where such mixed relationships are extremely rare. Yeah, you look at these like, if you're as old as I am, you get bombarded with a lot of mailings for Medicare, and you know, they're aimed at people older than me, and my generation, you didn't have a lot of white women going with black men in my generation. Didn't happen, at least not when I was young. Maybe the divorced women, you know, 50s, in their 40s, 50s, or 60s, maybe it was more common with them. Or the, but on these Medicare ads, you see these, like, you know, 75-year-old couples, and it's a white woman with a black man, which just didn't happen. All right, of course, while advertising is an industry in and of itself, it primarily functions as an intermediary for producers of goods and services to reach their target clientele. So, there is the question of where the impetus for such propaganda comes from. Is it from the companies employing the advertising firms, or from the advertising firms themselves? Does United Healthcare, Aetna, Humana, etc., all independently say, we want to market health insurance to senior citizens, and we think the best way to do this would be to portray a gray-haired white woman with her arms wrapped around an old black man? Or is this an idea that is sold to them by the ad firms? One indication is the Twitter feed of one such ad firm, where over the course of a year, featured not a single straight white couple in its daily tweets. Now, I don't have a footnote for this, but I have an acquaintance who works in advertising, and he told me that, and I believe him. So I'm keeping it in there without a footnote. It's hard. Should I keep it like this? It's stuff. I don't know. I don't think I'm going to want to change it forever. All right, I'll just leave it like that. I have it's hard to believe with an apostrophe. I changed the last two and made it is. I don't know. It's hard to believe countless profit-seeking companies would simultaneously decide to risk alienating the bulk of their consumer base with such ads, especially in industries like banking, where blacks make up a disproportionately tiny share of potential customers. All right. Every year, British nationalist leader, and that's what I'm calling him, British nationalist leader Mark Collett, makes a video based on the Christmas adverts of major department stores. They ads, it should be the ads. Okay, let's do that. The ads are as much anticipated in Britain as Super Bowl ads are in America. What he finds every year is not only are blacks and Muslims disproportionately featured in these ads, but whites are likely to be either gay or comically stupid and inept. And of course, the white woman with black man is a staple. Even on radio, many ads go out of their way to feature a voice with a black accent. Furthermore, websites will feature blacks on static pages like login portals, where no graphic is even required. Again, the underlying message seems to be, "This is not your country, white man." Okay, I'm going to add something here. I'm going to pause and I'm going to add a couple of sentences, and then you can see what you think. So here we go. All right. Well, all I did was add one sentence. So it's hard to believe countless profit-seeking companies would simultaneously decide to risk alienating the bulk of their consumer base with such ads, especially in industries like banking, where blacks make up a disproportionately tiny share of potential customers. But whites seem to be so demoralized that they will take the psychological abuse lying down. Now, I actually wasted probably close to half an hour trying to chase down some Saturday Night Live skit that I saw decades ago. I want to say that I saw it maybe in the aughts, but I have the feeling it had Tim Meadows in it, and Tim Meadows, I think, was only in the 1990s. So, but what it was there's an advertising firm, and they were shilling. Do you say shilling? They had been contracted by a chewing gum company to do their big ad for. It wasn't for the Super Bowl, but it was for like the Daytona 500. It was like for NASCAR, for their NASCAR. And of course, NASCAR is the audience of NASCAR is white and Southern. And so the ad they came up with for the chewing gum was like, it makes your breath kissably fresh. And so I'm pretty sure the black male actor was Tim Meadows. And they showed Tim Meadows like walking out of his suburban house. And I want to say Jan Hooks was the wife. But Jan Hooks and Tim Meadows, I think they only overlapped in like 1990, 91. That just seems like too long ago. Maybe it was that long ago, but maybe it was another woman who was playing the wife. But I'm almost positive it was Tim Meadows who was playing the man. And so they showed like they were kissing before he got in the car to go off to work, but then they just started like really making out. And the chewing gum company, their executives were like, "Wait a minute, this is for NASCAR." And the ad executives were like, "Yeah, I think it'll be great." And anyway, we're up to the
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Saturday Night Live ad, which I never found, and then because I didn't find it, I thought a book is not the same as a podcast, and I shouldn't mention things if I don't know where they came from so much. Okay. Anyway, so I went on, I read the Mark Collett stuff. Okay. Next section, subsidization of non-white reproduction. Here we go. Another feature of modern-day America seems to be the subsidizing... How did I get here? The subsidizing of non-white reproduction. All right. The majority of children are born on Medicaid. Or I should say more than... Okay, I've already said modern-day America. Which is paid for predominantly... Okay, which is paid for by the predominantly white tax base. Most children born today are non-white. And let that sink in. Most public school systems are funded primarily by property taxes. Property values are closely linked to how white a neighborhood is. So obviously, whites are paying much more than blacks and Hispanics. Okay. However, the majority of public school children are non-white. Let that sink in. Other government programs like aid for families with dependent children and Section 8 also represent massive transfers of resources from whites to blacks and Hispanics. It is important to note that blacks and Hispanics have higher fertility rates and will have children regardless of their ability to provide for them. By contrast, whites and Asians are more likely to put off childbirth until they have adequate financial means, and their finances are adversely impacted by the heavy taxation to pay for the above programs. Ironically, and this is something that will rub a lot of people the wrong way, but I'm just trying to be honest. Ironically, the biggest political issue for the past half century for the Republican Party, which is by default the party of white people, was the, until recently, futile attempt to overturn Roe versus Wade in order to ban abortion. And honestly, I never thought this would happen. I thought all of that hoop-de-doo about trying to overturn Roe versus Wade, I never thought it would happen. But anyway, I was wrong. It happened. Anyway, most abortions in the United States are by black and Hispanic women. Okay, which is no surprise, as most pregnancies and live births are by black and Hispanic women. In fact, if all the fetuses aborted, were instead born, whites would be much closer to being replaced as a majority population of the United States. Moreover, the financial burden on white taxpayers to support these non-white children would be all the greater. Okay, I'm not putting this in the book, but what was I listening to? I guess it was, I've been listening to this guy, Timothy Taylor, and he was never really a tenured professor, or I don't even think he was ever a tenure track professor. He was an instructor at some places, but he is the editor, the longtime editor of an economic journal. I can't remember what the name of the journal is, like the Journal of Economic something or other. And he does this lecture series called on the great, I checked these out from the library, the Great Courses series from the Learning Company. And this one series he did is called Unexpected Economics, I believe that's what it's called. And he was talking about the economics of abortion, and he had data indicating that he was talking about crime is what he was talking about, and you see a noticeable drop in crime. He was talking about the drop in crime in the 1990s. So you'd seen this big increase in crime from the 60s, especially in the 70s, the 80s, and then it dropped off in the 90s. And he was talking about, okay, well, what caused it to rise? And I was surprised that he mentioned blacks moving into the north or blacks moving into the cities as a cause of urban crime. But he also talked about the boomer generation. There's this baby boom, and the boomers started committing crimes in the 60s. There was a lot of them. You know, young men in their teens and 20s commit more crime than others. Hey, guess what? We are up at a break.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, I'm back. That was my commie North Korean music from Radio Pyongyang. I like it. I was talking to some old Korean lady today who we were talking about the assassination of President Park Jong-hee. And she said she was in America when it happened, but she said that when she heard it on the radio, she started crying. And so she was a fan of Park Jong-hee. Park Jong-hee, you know, there's good things and bad things about him. As there are about most people, most of these leaders. And then I think I mentioned somebody else, was it, I think the previous president, Moon Jae-in, who she said, yes, he's a communist. So I don't know. Anyway, anywho, so this Timothy Taylor, he said that, you know, he accounted the increase in crime to an extent to blacks moving into the cities, and also to the boomers. Well, what about the decrease in crime in the 1990s? Well, okay, the boomers got older, so that would explain some of it. The boomers by the 1990s were like in the getting into middle age and or at least like more stable adulthood. So that would explain part of it. But the blacks, there are still blacks in the cities. But he said, you see a correlation. And correlation isn't necessarily causation, but a correlation between Roe versus Wade and crime, because Roe versus Wade was 1972. And so the number of abortions went up, but abortions tend to be unwanted pregnancies. And the idea is that unwanted children are going to be cared for less. Of course, they're more likely to be black too, as I just mentioned. And they're more likely to wind up doing criminal activity. That's not me saying it, and I'm not endorsing that. I'm not saying it's correct, but I'm just saying that was what Timothy Taylor reported. I'm pretty sure that's his name, on the Great Courses lecture series. Okay, so obviously, I'm back to the book now. Obviously, arguments of race or expense will not prevail over the religiously based moral objections so many Christians have regarding abortions. However, the absolute obsession many people have on this issue and the priority they place on it over all others has to be viewed as maladaptive. Okay, maladaptive. Now, that's a word I get from Kevin McDonald, maladaptive. I'm not going to say any more about that. All right. One wonders if these people could not just concentrate more on their own communities and stop devoting so much energy to preventing non-whites from terminating pregnancies that they do not desire, which in many cases become children whites would take care of instead of producing their own. I mean, okay, the moral objection, now this is not the book, the moral objection to that Christians have regarding abortions is a real thing. And maybe it should be their priority. But at any rate, when something becomes a higher priority, priorities are in an order. And if something gets more priority, then something else gets less priority. And so, to finish up the paragraph, the section, this sounds heartless and cold, but the fact is, there is simply not room on the planet for every conception to become a fully lived human life without crowding out other potential babies who will wind up never being conceived. There you go. And that's, I don't know how you can argue with that. All right, next section. Homosexuality, radical feminism, and transgenderism. You know, and when I started writing this book, transgenderism probably wasn't even a thing. All right. Another aspect of the repression of white reproduction is the promotion of homosexuality. It is not as if homosexuality is uniquely white or that whites have a stronger tendency towards it than other groups. But so much opportunity in the United States depends on your status as a member of a victim group, with victimhood measured by your group's past repression by the white patriarchy. All racial minorities can claim some sort of victim status, and then in parentheses, with the possible exception of Asians, gain tangible benefits in terms of affirmative action in schools and job opportunities, protection under the law, and exemption from the historic crime, and exemption from the historic crimes of white of American history. All women get victim status, as do, it goes without saying, Jews. So who is left? White Christian males. And because of the additional benefits of these victim classes, which total, jeepers creepers, let me try that again. And because of the additional benefits of these victim classes, which total over two-thirds of the population, come at the expense of the dwindling minority of white males, the incentives for white males to seek some sort of exemption for themselves is significant. The only ticket left to them is sexual minority. Okay, I'm going to pause again because I want to look for something, so hold on. All right, so I've gone back and added something. So the additional benefits of these victim classes, which total over two-thirds of the population, come at the expense of the dwindling minority of white males. In 2023, Bloomberg News reported that during 2021, the first year following the Black Lives Matter riots, S&P 100 companies added 300,000 jobs, with only 6% going to whites. Thus, the incentive for white males to seek some sort of exemption for themselves is significant. The only ticket left to them is that of sexual minority. Is it any surprise that a recent survey of Harvard students showed some 13% identified as LGBT, etc.? Lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender, which is significantly higher than the population at large. Okay, now I've got to find the footnote for this. Okay, so pause. All right, so this is what's happening. Okay, so I had originally written, is it any surprise that a recent survey of Harvard students showed 13% of students identified as LGBT, 13%, which is significantly higher than the population at large. I probably wrote that seven years ago, something like that. And I needed to go get my footnote. Okay, so I looked for that, but of course, now it's... I've got something a lot more recent, so I have to revise this. Is it any surprise that a recent survey of Harvard students showed only 71.1% of incoming freshmen identified as heterosexual, with some 12.5%, this should be identifying, how do you spell identifying? Okay, the Y... No, come on. Identifying as homosexual, and another 7.1 as bisexual, which is significantly higher than the population at large. The rest either couldn't say or wouldn't say. But I mean, so you went from 13% LGBT, I guess that was LGBT, to 20% LGB. It doesn't say anything about the trannies, but, and then another 5% questioning. So, I mean, it's just insane. Going from that, just in a few years, going from, say, 13% to at least 20%. So that's just insane, and that's what's going on. All right, anyway. Unless you assume gays are disproportionately intelligent and hardworking, it seems evident identifying yourself on your application as gay, which isn't hard to do, gives you priority over straights. University applications often have essay questions like, what will you bring to the diversity of our school? And straight white males are not considered diverse. These incentives, together with the massive effort that has been going into normalizing homosexuality and now transsexualism, along with the enforcement of it, has led to a massive increase in the self-identified homosexuals among younger generations. Okay, so I mentioned... I was talking to this older Korean woman. Her half Korean granddaughter was there too, And, you know, I was talking to her, and she's a grad student at an elite school. And, you know, I was saying, oh, yeah, and where'd you grow up? And she said she grew up in a very white neighborhood that had no diversity. As if that was traumatic. I don't know. I can't, like, honestly, she's not that old. And I was thinking, were there any white neighborhoods without diversity when you were young? Because I don't remember any. But, and it couldn't have been that traumatic. But I mean, the reason I'm bringing this up is that somebody would even say such a thing to a white person, because I'm white. Somebody would say, and I remember 25 years ago walking around in, I guess it was Wheaton, Illinois, near where, who is that? Graham. Who's the Reverend Graham? Reverend Graham. Billy Graham had his university there in Wheaton, I think. And my hosts, who were Oriental, the woman said, we're walking around. It was the summertime. It was nice. Everything was fine. There was like some street festival going on. And I was saying, yeah, it's real nice. And she says, yes, but it's not very diverse. Like, so? What's the problem, dude? Anyway, both of these Orientals were born in America, but still. Anyway, let's get back to where we were. All right. So, of course, homosexuality is an impediment to reproduction, especially for males. Lesbians have wombs, and a lesbian couple has two. So if they take advantage of recent developments in artificial insemination, they can still reproduce, even if they are less likely to be able to raise well-adjusted children who can go on to create families of their own. However, there is a way around this for those desiring to suppress reproduction, transsexualism. Okay. Again, a comment. So, did you notice, I'm not putting this in the book, but did you notice Joe Biden's speech, his State of the Union speech, he started talking about IV, in vitro fertilization. And they're going to roll out in vitro fertilization as the next best big thing. It was kind of ominous because I've been waiting for this shoe to drop for a long time. And I mentioned the lesbian couples. And lesbian couples are having babies. Lesbian couples are having babies. But they do it typically through this in vitro fertilization. And so access to in vitro fertilization is going to be made into a big thing. This is the Biden entity has so little to run on because everything's going to hell. And so I guess they're going to try to make this into some sort of issue so that these married lesbian couples can have babies and without having sex with men. Okay, this is a way of just removing men from society, especially white men. And it's really creepy, but it's going to be a thing. But here's the thing. I don't know. I mean, the lesbian women are having they are having white babies, as far as I can tell. I think lesbian women are probably more likely to have white babies than unmarried white women. I don't know if that's true or not. It's a guess. But like I say, if you're the one kid I know, the one teenage kid I know who was raised by lesbians, declared himself a tranny and then wanted to commit suicide. So I don't think they're going to, you know, like even if they have white kids, their white kids are not likely to be all that well adjusted, especially the males. But the females too. The females are probably likely to become lesbians themselves. So this is messed up. But yeah, and there's one other thing before we go to break. I just, and this is something I've been waiting for decades for this shoe to drop. They're now on the verge of being able to have two sperm come together to make a fetus. I guess you remove the genetic material from an egg, insert ones, and then insert the two sperm into it. And the problem is, if you get two Y chromosomes, you're going to have some sort of deformed monster. We'll be right back.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Okay, I'm really starting to suffer from fatigue, but let's read another couple paragraphs. And I hope this is good. I hope you like this. I think this is the only way I'm ever going to get this thing published. So, next paragraph. Transsexuals who go for full conversion have their sexual organs mutilated and are thus rendered infertile. Even if they don't complete the conversion surgery, artificial hormone treatment can also render someone permanently sterile. And yet, gays and transsexuals are encouraged to get married and have families. This leads to a sizable core of people looking to adopt children and, in parentheses, surprise! Because whites are more likely to plan their pregnancies, adopted children are disproportionately non-white. Feminism, which has been around for decades, has long played a major part in the declining birth rate, especially among the middle and upper classes. It has imposed expectations of a career on women, meaning often 4 years of college, followed by years of working and dating before finally, and then in quotation marks, settling down. The postponement of marriage and children results in lower fertility, with many women waiting so long they find they are no longer capable of having children by the time they marry. It is important to note that homosexuality, transsexualism, and feminism are primarily pushed by Jewish-dominated movements that receive support from the Jewish-dominated media and Jewish-dominated academia. All right, the next section, and I'm not going to go into this yet. I'm going to finish off with a moment for us, but let me just note that this through here. Okay, so through here. Whoops, here. All right, so that's where the next section's on the Zio Wars, and guess what? They're Jewish. All right. No, actually, I'm gonna read the first paragraph. Give you a little hint of it. Oh no, I'm gonna stop for a second and look at the news. Okay, so I pulled up the Daily Stormer because it is the most trusted name in news, and top story is still Baltimore. The boat path of the crashed container ship makes you wonder how they all don't crash. Okay. Anyway, he writes, and one thing is Laura Logan has been coming out saying kind of, and other people are like hinting, well, this was some sort of Chinese cyber attack because a month ago somebody said that the Chinese are going to do cyber attacks on America, and including, you know, everything, communications and transportation, this and that, and this was transportation. So Andrew Aglin writes, Laura Logan is going around saying she has sources and it was definitely a cyber attack. I don't put too much weight into what Logan says about anything, but she is the main person going around saying this. And then he finishes up, frankly, we won't ever know what happened. You can see that the story is dropping out of the media. No one in the government wants people to see this, regardless of the cause. Even if the U.S. knows some foreign actor did this, it would still make the U.S. look so weak that they would never announce it. In fact, they would bury the information about it. And I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Legal Radio.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.